Mike Dougie. KO4CEF. How you doing this morning? If I couldn't get the door of my truck open this morning. I had the same thing. It kind of popped. That now I'm sitting here waiting for it to defrost. Because, I mean, it's not showing that it's cold enough to freeze, but it must have dipped at some point. I mean, I started pulling on the handle. I'm like, oh, my God, I ain't going to be able to get my truck. 40 on the car, but that's got to be lying. It's nosed into the garage, so probably just didn't get that, you know, just reading funny, but it's definitely cold enough to be frosted over. Ice this morning. And my weather station at home said it was 35. So, I mean, it was close, but they had the door frozen shut a little bit, and then the front windshield was just ice on it. It wasn't even frost. And it's all that mist got on it yesterday when I got home, and now it's all froze solid. Day. Is the cable like that to hook up to my computer, to my radio? I watched the YouTube video. The guy showed it work. The only thing you won't have is like cat control. You'll see you'd have to manually dial anything if you wanted to do any digital modes. So I don't know how that would work, but I don't know that you'd have cat control anyway. Although I think you can, I'm sure you can add a cat control cable if you wanted to, but then you might need a different setup. But from what I understand from that setup would basically get you started with the WinLink or stuff like, because WinLink will tell you where to set your center frequency versus anything else. Cause like WinLink FM, it doesn't set the dial anyway, where if you do HF on my radio, it will. But that cable, all it does is take the audio in and out from the computer and pipe it straight into the radio, and then from the radio back into the computer. So that's basically what you would need, except for the ability to change the radio frequency automatically.
And that doesn't give me digital, though, you said, right?
Digital, you would just need to manually tune your frequency whenever you need to move. So, like on mine, if I go to a frequency and then I click, you know, you'll get a pass band of like, 3,000 hertz, kilohertz, I can't remember. But anyway, if I click in there, my frequency will adjust a little bit to make up for it. So it sends to the right location. But you'll have to do it manually, which I still think is not insurmountable. Like I said, with WinLink, it already tells you where to set your center frequency. So it would let you do digital modes. You just wouldn't have cat control, which is the ability to control the radio from the computer. But it would give you basically everything you get in that signal link or any of those more expensive devices.
Studying up about it.
All it sounded like after that was you set your, because your radio apparently has a digital Vox mode, and it'll only open up the receiver Vox when it gets a signal from the PC side. So I mean that's actually a pretty nice feature. Like my radio doesn't have that. So, I mean, you'll be able to work digital modes without having to, like, manually key up the radio. It'll just open up the receiver once it hears the signal coming in. The signal link box is $120, $130. Cables are usually another $20, so you're talking $150. And that gives you the same thing plus the cat control. That cable, you might end up spending maybe $20. I mean, that'd let you tinker with it at least.
He up in Virginia, he does a bunch of stuff like like that, and that he's a real good electronics guy and a programming guy, and I mean, he makes all kinds of circuit boards, and I mean, his radio tracks the satellite, the antenna moves, and all kinds of stuff, and that he's pretty good at it. He might have some kind of quick fix for it.
Might be able to figure out how to set up cat control. That's out of my realm there, and I'm not even that great at building cables, so. But I definitely think it'd be, if all you ever wanted to do was something like WinLink, that way you could send messages if they were down, or maybe even tinker in something like JS8 call, it would get you that capability. You know, I mean, you could, the video I watched, the dude was doing FT8, if you ever wanted to do it, the option would be there, but, you know, it would get you something like WinLink fairly on the cheap without spending $150.
I appreciate you looking into it for me.
I wanted the signal link, and I looked into them, but, man, those things get it, you know, $120, $130, and then the cables you got to buy for it, and I'm just like, that's a chunk of money right there.
Say, why you need another radio? What I really need is a 20-meter Yagi.
And it's that, you got to figure out what to put that on.
That's just like the ones I look at, like the main beam on it is like 14 feet or 16 feet.
And then, like for me, I'd love maybe even like a 10-meter Yagi, you know, one that's not that big, you know, kind of show its value a little bit there. But I got nothing to put it on, you know, you got to get it up high enough so you can rotate it as well.
Dad, I was thinking they got some that do like, I don't know, it's like four bands, 20 and above, and that, because most of the DXs, you know, that I've made is, you know, 20 and above, not, or 20 and below, not really 40 too much.
It's DX a little more than I do, so that would be a good setup. I don't know that there's anybody around here that can put up towers and stuff.
Need about 20 foot, probably.
Get to put my antenna up, and that was go to Lowe's and get some top rail fence post. It ain't the most stable thing in the world, but yeah, you know, once you kind of strap it to the house, it gets a little more stable.
Just mount it to the side of my deck there, and then I can just go out there and just turn it to the direction I want it.
You could try building you a either like a mag loop or a I don't know now. MFJ, I think they have a dipole, a rotatable dipole. You could do that where it's just got the long elements coming off of it. You might be able to do something like that. That would give you a little bit of direction.
About that, if it was, you know, how it would do and that, but I didn't, you know, I didn't know if it was directional or not. I needed to be a little more directional than what I got.
A dipole is directional off the sides, but I don't think it'll be as directional as a Yagi, especially even on the send and the receive back. I mean, you got the elements to collect everything.
Little cartoon this morning, it was a wife telling the husband to dress warm because the temperature was as low as Joe Biden's approval rating, and if you factor in the wind chill, it was as low as Kamala's.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I get on these t-shirt websites, I don't know if you ever got them, you know, where they're doing all kind, you know, Let's Go Brandon shirts and that, and I saw one that said Foxtrot Juliet Bravo.
That's funny. I've been on them a time or two. I don't visit them frequently, but yeah.
That's just the advertisements to keep popping up on my feed. I don't know why, but they do.
Not too much. Google's listening to you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Got my 2-3 days working on my Raspberry Pi for my PrepperNet group. I thought they did a digital DMR group, and I found out yesterday they don't. I guess there wasn't enough interest in it, so they canceled their Monday night net, so I stayed up till 9:30 for nothing.
So you did find out some information about it?
A little chat box on the website, and I just posted a question on that. One of the, I guess the admins of the group come back and told me there had not been enough interest that they canceled that net. So that's good enough. At least I don't have to worry about that one anymore.
But they are still doing digital?
They use a program called FLDG, which is free, which is nice. I've used it before. They use it and a couple other modes, and they're able to, it's pretty neat. They'll do their net, and then the net control operator will come back and say, get ready to send stat reports or something like that. I don't remember what it was. And you swap over to a different mode, and then it'll start listing out. But I almost think it can download files or something. I wasn't fully set up for it. I was just listening in. But, like, the guy was sending links to news articles and whatnot. So, I mean, it was kind of neat.
Be interesting what they can do now. I know my one of my nephews, he's just graduates, I guess, this spring from Clemson or whatever. And that, but the kid's super smart. He wants to be a rocket scientist. He applied for MIT or whatever, but I told him he needs to get into radio because he's doing some stuff about, you know, sending information to other planets and that for different, you know, robots and rovers and stuff like that. And he was saying, I guess some kind of programs is either sending a, you know, a zero or a one, you know, for on and off and that. But now I guess there's another mode where there's different degrees of on and off and that. And so he's studying all of that.
I wish I was that smart.
This kid's like a darn brainiac.
I grasp a little bit of things just enough to get by, but that's about my how well I do.
Helped out and tutored kids for the hardest class in math class that Clemson had. Those lack a little bit.
If he does go in like NASA or whatever, SpaceX, people's skills won't be as necessary as his ability.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. You're just talking to other computers, right?
Maybe public speaking, as long as he gets the job done. Home for the holidays, you don't get that many days off, do you?
He's off for Christmas, and then I go back for, what, three, and then I got four more off again. Done that, but we're going to, the grandkids in Anderson want us to be down there when they wake up so that they can, we can watch them open their presents and that. So I think we're going to ride down Christmas morning to Anderson so we can be there.
Early, which, shoot, my boys will be up at like 3-4 in the morning. We won't have hardly laid down long, and within like an hour or two, I don't know what it is, my boys will be up. And they'll be ready to open all the gifts. So we'll let them open all the gifts, and then we'll go lay back down.
Yeah, that's the way it is, isn't it? Yeah, most of ours, they were teenagers and that, so they slept in, and you had to, you know, two would be up, and the other one would still be sleeping, and you could hardly drag his butt up.
Oldest one, I mean, you got to drag him out of bed. You got to go get the covers and drag him. But, man, on Christmas Day, or if it's something he wants to do, man, he'll jump out of bed in a heartbeat.
That works, isn't it?
I guess I'm the same way. I think about it like hunting season. If I know I'm going hunting, I don't mind getting out of bed at 4 a.m. and going in the woods, although I'll generally go back to sleep. It's a whole lot easier than getting up going to work.
I'm down there, the kids will be up, the mom will be up, dad will still be sleeping, and you just struggle to get him up.
Busy night, I'm sure.
Pretty much useless. He just stays up and games and talks to his buds online about all night and then sleeps all day. He doesn't even work. He ain't worked in like 6 years, 7 years.
Golly. I don't know how my brother-in-law, he's on disability and he stays home. I can't do it. After a couple weeks at home, you start getting stir crazy. I mean, video games, even radio, all that. It just, you know, after a while, you're just like, man, this is okay. I got to find something to do.
Before H gets in 4TFW. Come in this morning, Andrew. Can't talk this morning. He took care of the kids, you know what I mean? If he, you know, made sure they were up for school and, you know, got them breakfast and made dinner and cleaned the house and that, but he just does absolutely nothing.
That falls into that situation and they don't mind it.
There's a bit of family that falls into that category and I don't see how they do it. I'm with Andrew. I can't at all understand that.
Yeah, I can't figure it out myself.
Crazy after a couple of days, we're just like, all right, I want to get out of the house or something, but, yeah, like my brother-in-law, you know, he gets his disability checks in, and my sister works, and, you know, and the next thing you know, he'll get on Facebook, my wife's always like, he's complaining on Facebook again, he ain't got any money, and next thing you know, they'll be down in Charleston doing something like that. That's somebody who ain't got any money, always complaining about it, going to Charleston all the time.
Dad and his family. So, I just don't understand that.
And then they go spin it, and then they won't complain about it.
I think he's laid around so long, he's about lost half of his muscle skills, not that he was that strong to start with, and that, but he can hardly turn a wrench. And it was funny, last year he was over, and the season has a little 380 pistol, and he didn't have enough strength to pull the trigger back.
It's in the form of a controller.
Yeah, finger. It's like, mind you, it did have a tough trigger because it was a double action and that, but his girlfriend or wife or whatever she is, baby's mama, and that, she could pull it fine, but boy, he couldn't. He had to use two fingers.
Doubled with you there to start. But I was saying, it was using the wrong finger to pull the trigger. He should have been using his thumb.
Yeah, I know that's right. KN4TFW.
KO4C. Real quick before I go, Patrick, I told Ken that I spent those 2-3 days, whatever it was, getting my pie ready. And apparently that group doesn't do a Monday night TGIF talk group net or whatever. So I spent all that time doing that for nothing.
But I'm going to send you an email tonight when I get home of the new code plug I got. Bridgecom sent me a new ultra cool code plug for a real discount since I got that package from them. And that thing is huge. So I'll send it to you tonight. You'll have to weed through it. And then I have the South Carolina Heart code plug, or PRN code plug, I mean. But I have to merge it with the other, and I haven't figured out how to do that yet. I'm working on that part of it. So I'll send it to you also, so if you can figure it out, you can merge it.
Off the top of my head, I had to do a lot of funky stuff. Like, none of the SC Heart code plugs work with my radio, so I had to find a program to convert it over. And so that's what got me started with my code plug. But, yeah, you send it to me. I'll peruse through them. I'll see what I can glean off of them and convert them over and look at them. It might be some good frequencies on there I don't have and whatnot. So, all right, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe when you're on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you this afternoon or tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HGX.
73, Andrew. We'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
And as Miss Susan let you know if you're getting that radio or not, or she's still making it a surprise?
No, she, I think she ordered it. I don't know. I didn't see the box, but I believe she ordered it. And I'm pretty sure she did, so I don't really know. But I got my you know, my digital number and that, so I'll be good to go. Then I just have to figure out how to program it.
If you get to any tone, that won't be too much trouble. I can bring my computer down and we can do it there. That'll be fairly easy. That way you can take your time learning how to get the program to program it and all that stuff. So it'll give you, you won't be, oh, I got a radio now, I got to try to figure it out. So frustrated with it that way.
The, I did the Baofeng. I did one frequency manually so that I could, you know, put the tones in and everything so they could say I did it. But then I downloaded Chirp and just did it that way.
If nothing else, I can take and just build you a custom code plug for yours to get you started. That way you can hit the repeater down there because I know you won't have a hotspot. And that way you can get on at least the 91 talk group worldwide.
Would send you something. I mean, since those talk groups are, you know, they're already set, you would think they would, you know, load that up in it.
They will for an extra $50, I believe it is. That's what it costs to buy the Ultra Code Plug or the Super Code Plug that they have was $50. And to me, my time is worth $50 because sitting there trying to enter all that information like that, under the Lord, I'd be drove nuts.
This radio is supposed to hold like 500,000 contacts.
Well, yeah, it'll hold 500,000 contacts along with thousands of talk groups. That's all. They're all different. The contacts are like me and you, and then the talk groups are the actual frequency at which you talk, and then the zone is like when you, I set my radios up 1 through 100, the channels is my local stuff. And then outside of that is my other zones. I use 200 through 300 for one thing, 300 through 400 for another, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Updated the firmware on mine and updated to the new code plug last night. So mine's got the latest and greatest from them in it.
Email you the updated version tonight when the new version comes out.
And they did, what they done is said, hey, we'll refund you your money, the $50 for the super code plug you bought when you got the radio back in May. And the new one will cost you, I think, $25 over that. So basically the new code plug cost $75, but they credited me my old code plug money. I figure once you see how one of these code plugs is built, that little $50 fee or whatever, it won't seem like that much when you see how much time it takes to build one of them.
The computer just plugging in all kinds of information, right?
Yes, sir. You're plugging in the frequency for your hotspot. You're putting in digital, your color code, your talk group, all that stuff. I mean, it just, it gets to be a lot over and over and over again.
So kind of like Chirp, where you can just, you know, pull down and pick from?
Somewhat like Chirp, but not exactly. It's pretty close. It's still a Excel file thing. It just uses CPS as a program on it. It uses CVS files. If you go online, you can look it up. There's lots of YouTube videos on how it works and how to do this, and you'll start understanding it.
Get into it too much yet.
Put much interest into something you don't have or don't know you're going to get, for sure.
Some, you know, some cables and another antenna to put on my truck and that, so that, you know, I can kind of swap this radio into different vehicles when I drive. That way I won't be without a radio.
Around on Facebook Marketplace, you can find a radio fairly reasonable. It won't be cheap, but it'll be reasonable.
you know, a bunch of different models, I guess only because, you know, you can get used to one and then it kind of works, you know, they all work the same.
You know, I've got the ID5100 in here, and then I got Kenwood in the tool truck, and they're nowhere close to the same thing. Trying to learn two operating systems is a little bit too challenging.
It's over to the other repeater.
Probably so. KO480X, and I'll be clear.
KN4TFW, clear.